So earlier in the week, we discussed the source for the minhag to wait until the bris to name a baby boy, which we noted is a very old minhag. It's not totally clear where the source comes from, but is attested to in Jewish sources to at least we know. The latest we can trace it back to is the end of the Gaonic period, but we know from passages in the New Testament that this was the custom already 2,000 years ago amongst the Jewish community. So just for the flip side is we know that many people have the minhag to wait to name a baby girl who's born until either the first Shabbos or the first time they have Kriyas HaTorah. So where does that minhag come from? So the Tzitz Elezer, in the same tshuva that we quoted at the beginning of the week, says just like the minhag to wait to name a baby boy has old sources, so this also is old sources. But then he goes on to quote basically sources from the Hasidim and on. So this is a bit of a newer minhag, but I'll just share with you what he found on the topic. So he said someone asked him this question. And he said the reason he was asked the question is because someone asked, because the Amshin of Rebbe had asked the person in turn who had asked the Tzitz Eliezer, why do we wait till Kriyas HaTorah to name girls? Because the Amshin of Rebbe thought that it's not really a minhag, and he thought that as soon as a baby girl is born, you can give her a name because there is no early source for this minhag. But he notes that in some of the Hasidic sources, you do find such a minhag. He notes that in the Sefer Tamei Minhagim, they quote from the Marash Mibels, who said that if you have a daughter, so you shouldn't name her until 5 days after she's born, unless it's past the third day and it's Shabbos. I'm not quite sure how that calculation works, but that was what he said. Either wait till the fifth day or wait till Shabbos if it's after the third day. He notes that there is a tshuva from the author of the Darkei Tshuva in the Sefer Likutei Maharitza, where he writes as follows. He was asked about this as well, about when you should name a girl, whether you should wait until Shabbos or whether you should simply name the girl at the first Kriyas HaTorah during the week. And the Baal Darkei Tshuva quotes his grandfather, who was the Bnei Yisachar, who thought that, and this is the minhag of many, to name the baby girl at the first time you have Kriyas HaTorah. Now he says, why is this? So he quotes from the Arizal that he thinks it's because the word Sefer and the word Shame have the same gematria. And therefore, at some level, Sefer Torah is connected to the calling of a name. And therefore, you should wait until you read the Torah, and for some reason they are mystically connected. Again, I don't fully understand these. I'm just telling you the sources as he quotes them. He quotes the Sefer Otze Kolman Hage Yeshurun, who quotes the Sefer Shulchan HaKriah, who gives another reason based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'kar Lech Hashem Chadash, Asher Pi Ikavenu. Again, I'm not sure exactly why this indicates you should read it with the Sefer Torah, but he notes that again there are these Hasidish minhagim, there are these and other Sifrei minhagim which suggest that either wait till Shabbos or, which is more prominent, even just simply naming at the next Kriyas HaTorah. he notes that while there is no explicit source earlier than these Hasidish sources in the Sifrei minhagim, there is a hint to it in a drisha. The Drisha in Yeridei and Siman Shin Samach, writing on a different topic, he writes, the Mashanogin Shimalavin Achasin Bishabis Bitsyasu Mibes HaKnesses, talking about the minhag to escort a groom out of shul on the Shabbos of his, I assume this is either of Shavar Brachas or the Ufruf. So the same way on Shabbos, after the wedding, before the wedding, we show specific honor to the chasan. So the Drisha says the same thing is true. Etzel hatinokos b'miktas mekamos misham olchanim on leves hachasan haynu nami d'shirle d'kriyashem lebanos who b'makom kriyashem d'zachar b'shasamila. He says, just like we escort a chasan on Shabbos, so we escort the daughter as well on Shabbos. And he says, he sees a hint to this, that the Drisha says, why is this? Because just like we escort the baby boy at the bris, so we escort the baby girl on the Shabbos after she's born. He says, you see that at some level, there's something about Shabbos or Kriyas HaTorah, which has the, Kiddusha of a bris, has the symbolism of a bris, and that is the girl's day, just like the bris is the boy's day. So he thinks that is a hint in the Drisha to this minhag. So again, while the Tzitzit Eliezer thinks both of them are miyusadim al adnei paz, have early sources, while the source for naming a boy only at the bris is several thousand years old, the source for naming a girl only next Kriyas HaTorah is a bit more murky. It appears based on some gematria, some mystical readings, and some possible reads in a Drisha, but it is at this point, I think, a minhag nafutz that most people do wait either till Shabbos or till at least the next Kriyas HaTorah to name a girl. And as the Gemara says, if Chal Yisrael aren't Nevi'im, right, there is a certain hashkacha that leads the minhagim that we have, and this has been a minhag at least for a few hundred years in Chal Yisrael.